It's the sound a lot of people have been hearing in the South. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a tree buckling in Austin, Texas. Its branches glazed over. It's like that in much of the state.
We found some frozen cars with iced over windshields and icicles hanging down. The ice also covered the trees and branches and power lines across Dallas.
Shannon Murray with Fox 4 TV says road crews have made driving easier.
While they are much better, it still is just wet and yucky, and you're going to have slushy, icy mixture that is still on the roads.
The ice storm blamed for 8 deaths. It's caused 400,000 power outages from Texas up to Tennessee, canceled more than 700 flights. And if you believe the most famous groundhog, we have 6 more weeks of winter coming.
I see a shadow on my stage.
Dan McGinley with the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club in Pennsylvania. And for any of you disappointed and hoping for early spring, keep this in mind. Phil's not so great a forecaster. He's been wrong almost 2/3 of the time since 1969. We just got an update on the economy showing another slight decline in first-time unemployment claims, down to 183,000, the third straight week under 200K. In a new Fox News poll, 80% say the economy is either fair or poor. 54% disapprove of the job President Biden's doing, and he is at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do.
The president referencing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy a day after they talked about raising the debt limit without yet agreeing to settle their differences on it. Now to Memphis.
My brother was robbed of his life.
Tyree Nichols' sister Kayana at his funeral.
It left me completely heartbroken.
He died after a police beating that led to renewed calls for police reform. Vice President Harris said at the funeral.
We demand that Congress pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Joe Biden will sign it.
America's listening to Fox News.
College was founded to develop the minds and improve the hearts of its students. As part of this commitment, every student signs an honor code, which reads, "A Hillsdale College student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in the study and service, and respectful of the rights of others." Through education, our students rise to self-government. To learn more about Hillsdale College, visit hillsdale.edu/honor. That's hillsdale.edu/honor.
A Capitol rioter who was one of the first charged with assault and has been in custody since February 2021, sentenced for what he did to police.
Daniel Caldwell has been sentenced to 68 months in prison for spraying a chemical irritant at more than a dozen police officers during the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. It's one of the stiffest Capitol riot sentences so far. Caldwell, a 51-year-old Marine Corps veteran, tearfully apologized in court to the officers he sprayed and expressed remorse for his actions, pleading with the judge for mercy. Before delivering the verdict, the judge told Caldwell, quote, "You're entitled to your political views, but not to an insurrection." About 140 police officers were assaulted at the Capitol on January 6th, and more than 950 arrests have been made as a result of the attack. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police in Los Angeles think it's possible that a mass shooting has been averted. After a man was arrested following neighbors' complaints of threats, police found rifles, thousands of rounds of ammo in his apartment. Lieutenant Leonid Hassap says
members of the public actually seeing something that is out of the ordinary and actually contacting the police, trusting the police that we're going to come out and work with them together.
There's an empty cell on death row in Texas.
Wesley Ruiz had been convicted of shooting a Dallas police officer following a police chase 16 years ago. The bullet actually struck the badge worn by Corporal Mark Nix, shattering it. A piece of it tore into his neck and he bled to death. Just before receiving a lethal injection, Ruiz offered an apology to Nix's family and said he hoped his death would bring them closure. He then said, "All right, Warden, I'm ready to ride." 2 breaths later, he was unconscious. 22 minutes later, he was declared dead. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell this hour, stock futures are rising up about 40 for the Dow, even higher for the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.